The solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, coupled with this famous gospel, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, I'm always reminded of one of my favorite stories. And you may have heard me tell this one before, and if you have, I apologize. Bear with me for just a moment. I only have so many. But as the story goes, a woman passed away after a long bout of illness. And after she went up to heaven, she saw the glory of heaven and all that was around her and was trying to enter in. And so she came upon St. Peter. And she went to St. Peter and she said, "St. Peter, look how wonderful heaven is. What must I do to enter into heaven?" And St. Peter said, "My child," she was, "as you know, God is love. So to enter into heaven, you must spell love." "Okay, love. L-O-V-E, love. Very good. Enter into heaven. Wonderful." And so for the next couple of years, she got to enjoy all that heaven contained and all the wonders of heaven and the glory and the beauty of heaven. And after a couple of years of doing so, and she's walking through heaven one day, St. Peter came upon her and said, "My child," she says, "I have to run an errand for God. Can you do me a favor? Do you remember what you had to do to enter into heaven?" She said, "Well, yeah, God is love. I had to spell love, L-O-V-E. He said, "Very good." He's like, "Can you watch the gates for me?" She said, "Okay, sure." So she stood before the gates of heaven, and lo and behold, who was the first one to walk up but her husband of over 35 years. So, "My darling," he goes, "look at you." He goes, "Look how good you look." She goes, "It's so great to see you." She goes, "How have you been?" He goes, "You know, actually, since you're dead, I've been doing pretty good. As I remarried that cute young hospice nurse shortly thereafter, wouldn't you know, we won the lottery. We spent the last couple of years just traveling the world. We got rid of that dump that we lived in. We built a new mansion in its place. And after the traveling the world, we were just getting into Barbados. And I think I fell off and hit my head. And well, it doesn't matter now. Look, I'm here. Because look at the beauty of heaven. Look how wonderful you look. Because what must I do to enter into heaven?" She was my daughter. She goes, "It's so easy to enter into heaven. You only have to spell one word." "It's fantastic. What is that?" She goes, "Czechoslovakia." "Good luck." I think about this because so many times we just overcomplicate things. I know, it's a stupid priest joke, but I love it. God keeps it simple for us. We ask that question over again, "What must I do to enter into heaven?" It's already been opened up for us. God is love. And today as we celebrate the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, he says, "I open these gates for you. I give you everything that you need to enter into heaven. All we must do is accept it. All we must do is live up to this gift of the Most Holy Trinity." And what do we do instead? We make it difficult. We make it difficult on ourselves. So many times, from the great church fathers to scholars to the saints, as we try to understand this one God and three divine persons, we make it so very hard. Instead of just stopping and saying, "God, how much you love us, that you gave us your son, that as we celebrated in these last couple of weeks, that when you left, you sent us the Spirit, so that forever we have Emmanuel, God with us, so that day in and day out, we can enter into this place, we can gather on these Sundays, and we can say, Lord, how many times do we push you aside? How many times do we say, God, where are you? How many times do we seek for you? How many times do we search for you? How many times do we say, where are you? How many times do we think we know you? Instead of just simply saying, Lord, we will never fully understand or grasp you, nor do we have to. Your might, your glory, your beauty is so perfect. It is beyond our understanding. But yet we know your love. And so we can gather in that love and we say, you have a plan for me. You have a path for me to return to you. All I have to do is humble. humble myself enough to trust in this plan, to follow in this plan, and to seek your glory. And so once again today, that is all we do. We come and we say, Lord, don't help me to understand this glory of the Trinity, but help me to just simply seek this love. To not overcomplicate it, but to keep it simple. Today and always, Lord, we say, thank you. Thank you for this gift of your presence. Thank you for this gift of my life. Help me to use it worthily back for you. To know this love, to live in this love, to bring this love to the world. Because only then will I be worthy of returning to you in heaven. Amen.